Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our team call, this B2B Business Solutions Training and Support call this Monday morning. It is July 8th, 2019, and appreciate each one of you joining us on the call. We've got a lot of folks on. It's going to be a power-packed call. We're coming out of a holiday weekend. Hope all of you had a great 4th of July. We had a big family reunion in Pittsburgh, Kansas, so I had 60 members of our family there and had a great time celebrating my father's 80th birthday, and hope all of you had a great time as well. Today's one of my favorite days of the month. It's PC Pay Day, and that means that today Legal Shield will pay out, I'm not sure how much money, but it's got to be millions of dollars in PC bonuses, because they pay out not only the Performance Club bonus that all of us work hard for, PC bonuses or PC Pro bonuses. Some of those are $500 bonuses individually. That's what I get, a $500 bonus every 7th of the month, and the 7th fell on a Sunday, so they're going to pay them out today. And then even bigger than that is the PC for Life bonuses, which were added a couple years ago and just have made a tremendous income difference. There's people that are getting PC for Life bonuses that are $30,000. So just a bonus, like that's their bonus check today, will be 30 grand. Just getting a PC override, basically. You know, we know about overrides on commissions in our team. Well, you can also get PC overrides. If you've got a big team and they're getting Performance Club bonuses, you're going to get a PC override bonus on all of that. It's powerful. And those come out today. So if you're not getting a PC bonus, my message is very clear. Get PC qualified. Do not wait another month. That's a lot of money to leave laying on the table. And Legal Shield's got a lot of money in the bank, so you don't need to leave it laying on the table for them. I want to welcome all of our new associates. I've got a quick list here that DeShare prepared for me this morning. This is our brand new associates joining the team in the last week. So these are all just in the last week. We welcome you, Mr. Griffin Rogers from Texas, sponsored by David Cantu. Andrea Sewell from Kentucky, sponsored by Mr. Stephen Brock. Amy Law from Ohio. What a great name, Amy, for our business. Amy Law from Ohio, sponsored by Kathy Bigland. And Margaret Williams from Texas, sponsored by Ricky Heron. And Tom Steniger from Florida, sponsored by Ms. Susan Pellegrinetti. And Ms. Tammy Papayet from Michigan, sponsored by Pamela Chambers. And also, Tamisha Charmelot, welcome to the team from Florida, sponsored by Mr. Jeremy Jordan. And Mr. Chad Taylor from New York, sponsored by Mr. Chris Corley. Brian Nance from Texas, joining the organization, sponsored by Richard Miller. Richard Miller also recruited Michelle Toe from Colorado. Great job, Richard. Welcome to the team, Michelle. Donna Cobb from Tennessee. Love that state, sponsored by Mr. Jim Tanner, and also Mr. Steve Laxton from Tennessee, sponsored by Mr. Chris Corley. Welcome to the organization. Last of all, Angelique Spotsville from North Carolina, sponsored by Linda Spotsville. Must be a relative. And we appreciate all of you that have just recently joined our organization. A big welcome to each of you, and excited about having you a part of this incredible opportunity, especially right now. Things are just exploding across the country. We're expanding into other countries and just in an incredible growth mode. And I'm so glad to have you a part of it. And I hope you'll plug into the trainings. I hope you're on this call plugging into all the information and support that's available to help you be successful in this business. A real quick glance at our events. Coming up, we've got the ID Shield Transition webinar today. I am sure most of you are registered for that, but if you haven't, you go to the events page in the back office and click on the calendar in the toolbar, and you can register for that. That transition webinar today is going to feature Mr. Alan Spence, who is the Director of Product Development for ID Shield. Phenomenal, important webinar to attend. He'll be talking about how they're transitioning off the Kroll identity theft product, ID Shield product, into a new platform, a better platform. He'll be going over all the new features and benefits and how to explain those to our clients. Part of that transition is there's no cost difference, so a person can transition receive additional benefits even, but not have a cost impact. And so get all the details, especially if you've got groups out there that we're in the transition process with. Be sure you're on the webinar today. We'll also record that and have that available in our back office if you're not available at noon. But that's noon today Central Time, 12 o'clock p.m. Central Time today, transition webinar with Alan Spence, and you must register for it to attend. It's almost sold out, and if it does sell out, if I say sell out, there's no cost to attend it, but if it is maxed out, then of course you'll have to listen to the playback, but we'll get that right up in the back office. Also tonight, we have our team building call at 6 p.m., and then starting next week, we're going to move that call to Thursday. We were going to do it this week, then we realized none of us are going to be in town on Thursday. We're going to be all in Cabo. So we decided to push that one more week. So next week it'll start on Thursday. But tonight is our last Monday night team building call. And I've got Mr. Jim Tanner, Platinum Executive Director, top recruiter, top Legal Shield recruiter last week. Congratulations to you, Jim, on that. Thanks for joining us on the call this morning. And I'll turn it over to you just to share what we've got lined up for tonight.
Well, Mr. Richards, thank you so much. And you really set up this segment for me beautifully because you talked about the Performance Club matching bonuses, the overrides, essentially, and overrides on a sales team. And you're absolutely right. There are people that are going to earn hundreds or thousands of dollars today in Performance Club overrides from their international sales team. And, you know, I recently crossed a milestone marker of having earned, Legal Shield has paid my family over now $900,000 in overrides from the sales of my professional sales organization across the United States and Canada. I just think that's a phenomenal number because you're listening to the voice of a man who once delivered furniture for a living. And the only way I received any income was by punching a clock when I got there in the morning, punching that same clock when I left at the end of the day, and left all of my energy and all of my strength behind, lugging furniture up flights of stairs and appliances, hoping for tips throughout the day, and hoping for a reasonable paycheck at the end of the week to now be able to say all of that. And the reason I point that out is because here on this call this morning, we celebrate the folks that are helping people become new Legal Shield members, demonstrating and presenting our incredible service offerings, whether that's over a cup of coffee or sitting down with a business owner to protect them with a small business plan. Perhaps it's bringing Legal Shield and ID Shield into that company as an incredible, valuable, sometimes life-changing voluntary employee benefit for those employees and their families. But if none of us had talked to somebody, if none of us had been shared with, had this opportunity shared with us, then none of us would be here to protect those friends, neighbors, business owners, and their employees. And so recruiting is at the heart, in my mind, of how we serve the end consumer the best, because we can find more people to serve, to protect, if there's more of us to do it. And there's simply just not enough of us to do it. So on Monday evenings, we spend our energy and effort focusing on teaching you the principles, the fundamentals, the foundational disciplines of how to build an international team of sales professionals. And this evening I have as a special guest of mine a gentleman who's become a great friend. He comes from the world of insurance. He's a professional. He's a millennial. And he's just a great guy. And I got to spend even more time with him in Raleigh at the Millennial Leadership Conference in June. And he and I just enjoy talking with each other. I learn from him every time. His name is Joshua Lockhart. He is one of Legal Shield's top recruiters for the entire calendar year 2017. He was recognized at the 2018 International Convention in Dallas. And you are going to hear from him this evening. He's on track to also be one of those top recruiters for the whole year again, constantly sharing the Legal Shield Business Solutions story with other professionals, realtors, insurance agents, people that can help us to protect the end user. And I'm excited that you're going to be able to hear from him and hear his best practices this evening. Now, the way to access that call, to learn about how you can build an international sales team, to hear from Mr. Joshua Lockhart, is simply to dial the number you dialed this morning to access this call. It's the exact same phone number, and that is at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time this evening. So make sure you join us there live if you can. I think that when you can join us live on a Monday evening, you're going to get a lot out of it. We will record it, and for those of you that have full access to our team website, you'll also have access to those archives. So I realize there's many guests listening in this morning. Welcome to you. Thank you for listening to the call. You can listen to us live, again, by dialing in this exact same number that was shared with you. It'll be 6 p.m. Central Time this evening. Mr. Rich is turning it back over to you. Looking forward to seeing you in just a few days in Cabo San Lucas.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Thank you, Jim, for all your efforts in putting that call together and lining up these great guests. I've really enjoyed listening to them. One other quick announcement before we get to our special guest speaker this morning on the call. Mike Riches will be in Manhattan, New York, tomorrow evening doing a business briefing. So this is for a Tuesday evening business briefing. If you've got anyone in the Manhattan, New York area, be sure to plug them in. There's surely some people there. It's one of the biggest cities in the country. But the information on that briefing is on LegalShieldCalendar.com. So check that out. And if you're in the area or you've got people that you know, wow, what a great opportunity to get them in front of one of the top business solutions experts in LegalShield, Mr. Mike Riches, tomorrow evening. We are really pleased today to have with us a special guest. We've got Mr. Glenn Ross from the Ross & Matthews Law Firm joining us. We tried to get him connected last week, as you remember. We're glad that you're on the call this morning, Glenn. Lynn, and I just wanted to mention a few things about the Lynn Ross law firm. He started as a provider attorney with LegalShield in 1987. So he was one of the very first provider attorneys in LegalShield. He formed the Ross & Matthews law firm in 1990. I came on board a couple years after that. The firm has grown today to be one of the largest firms in Texas, and they have over 100 attorneys on the staff. They are the 9-time winner of the Award of Excellence. That's the top law firm in LegalShield. They've won it 9 times. They're the most decorated law firm in LegalShield's provider network system, and they have more than double the awards of any other law firm, the next law firm in line. So very, very impressed to have Mr. Lynn Ross on the call this morning. Lynn, we appreciate all that you do. You're an incredible friend to LegalShield, and thank you for taking some time away from your business this morning to speak to our associates. I'll turn the call over to you. We've got associates joining from literally all across North America. Please tell them your thoughts about LegalShield and anything that you've got prepared.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm sorry about last weekend. That was just my mistake. I had the call written down. It's a nighttime call, and it was a morning call. So it was just totally my fault. I apologize.
No problem.
But I am excited to be here today. There's a couple of things I want to talk about, two or three. Number one, I want to visit with you a little bit about, I heard a prior speaker mention, the small business plan. And this is something that's very near and dear to my heart because I am, by training, a business lawyer. I'm actually a board-certified tax law specialist in Texas. And I've been practicing, it'll be 50 years this coming September. So I've been around the block a time or two and seen a lot of businesses succeed and a lot of businesses fail. I am just such a huge advocate of our small business programs. And when I talk about the small business program, let me kind of quantify that or clarify that a little bit. I'm really referring to the SB 30 and the SB 50. Those are my favorites. The primary difference between the two, besides the number of employees that they apply to, is that the SB 30 does not include the litigation defense benefit, but the SB 50 does. That's the main difference between the two. Whether your business actually needs litigation defense benefit. Kind of depends on your business, and that's an evaluation that as a business owner you need to make. Of course, the difference in premium is significant. I think one of them's like $39, and the other one's $89. So we're talking about maybe $50 roughly difference between the two for that litigation defense benefit. We see a substantial number of both, and we've seen a significant growth in the past 4 or 5 years in the number of small business plans. We've actually seen it grow since January of 2015. It's more than doubled. But still, it's not nearly enough. We have a little over 3,400 small business active plans here in Texas. So, and that's just the SB 30 and 50 and a few of the SB 100s, but the number of those is very small. Why does a small business need a small business legal shield plan? Well, like I said, I'm a tax law specialist. So who probably knows more about small business than anybody else in the United States? And I would say it's the IRS. They keep statistics. They study them. They audit them. They're actually in the business of understanding and knowing about small businesses in America and how they work financially. When you think about it, that's what the IRS is doing. When you look at the number one form used by small businesses, especially by people that would be in our SB 30 program, a lot of them are Schedule C proprietorships. Others will file they'll have a partner and they might file a partnership tax return, a 1065. But if you look at the IRS forms, just about any form for a business, a small business in particular, that's filing with the IRS, whether it's as a proprietorship, a partnership, or even as some type of corporation or LLC, they enumerate roughly the most 20 top or most common expenses that they expect a small business to be writing off on their taxes. And when you look at the IRS list, they normally list about 20 different itemized types of expenses, and then they'll have a category called other, and they'll say list what your other is. Of course, that's just an invitation to be audited if you have some huge number under other. That's one of their audit triggers. But what are the itemized expenses? Well, one of them is legal. It's right there in the enumerated list. So the IRS itself, the U.S. government itself, recognizes that small businesses are going to have legal expense. Now, as a business owner, and before I was a lawyer, I had a business degree. We were taught in college, business school, that when you're starting a new business, you need to start with two things right off the bat. You need to start off with your business plan, which is what is my business and how is it going to work and how is it going to be successful, my business plan. And the second one is the number side of the business plan, the budget, my financials, my P&L, my income statement. How is my business going to function financially? Well, think about it. If I can say I'm starting a small business, I know that the expert, that is the federal government, the expert in small businesses, says that one of my most common expenses is going to be legal, and I can cover maybe not 100%, but certainly in the high 90 percentile of all my legal expenses by putting down $39 a month in my budget or $89 a month in my budget. My goodness, what kind of bargain is that? That is so cheap and so wonderful a benefit. So you see, I hope you see why I am such a huge proponent and advocate of the of marketing the small business program. And it's going to be kind of harsh to say, but sadly, it's been one of the most neglected benefits in the Legal Shield program that I know of. And that goes back, that's not just current administration or prior. I mean, that goes back to Mr. Stonecipher's time. We've just never really gotten out there and gotten after the small business world, which to me is they're the people that need us the most. So I want to advocate, encourage all of you to get learn the small business program and market the small business program. And, of course, that then leads you to all small businesses have employees by their very definition under the Legal Shield program. They're going to have employees, whether it's 3 or 10 or 30 or 50 or even 100. They're going to have employees. Well, there's your niche market. Is you go to them with some type of group plan. So for you as Legal Shield Associates to become familiar with the small business plan and learn how it works and how to market it, I think is just downright essential to your success at some point in time, certainly to expanding upon your success from individual sales or recruiting, which all have their place. But the small business plan has its place. Now, I'd like to transgress over to another point I want to talk about. I often, because I've been around since 1987, I get asked, Mr. Ross, how do I become a success in selling Legal Shield? How do I become the next Dave Savola or the next one of the richest brothers or whomever you want to pick out? How do I become the next highly successful Legal Shield associate? And I will say to you, what you're doing right this minute is how you do it. Now, I've never sold a single Legal Shield plan in my life. I'm not a marketer, but I sit there and I watch successful marketers. And I go back, he's deceased now, but I had a good close friend from all the way back from junior high school who became one of the Forbes billionaires in business, one of the most successful men in America. And I asked him one time, I said, because I was at the time, this was before I hooked up with Legal Shield, and I was trying to figure out how to develop my legal career and how to be successful. And he said, Len, you don't have to be smart to be successful. And then he jabbed me a little bit because we're friends. He said, and for you, that's a good thing that you don't have to be smart. But he said, look at successful people and copy what they do. Emulate them. Well, I'll say to Legal Shield Associates, look at the successful people, see why they're successful, what are they doing, and try to do the same thing. Now, how do you? That's easy to say. How do you implement that? Well, you do it by doing just what you're doing right now. You guys, everybody that's on this call is associating with successful Legal Shield, other successful Legal Shield people. Learn from them. Learn what are they doing. How are they doing it? It's like this program y'all were just talking about for tonight. That's going to be another opportunity to learn from some of the successful Legal Shield associates what they're doing. Maybe they're doing something you're not, and you learn it. So that's the second thing I wanted to present to you. And finally, as long as I've still got the microphone and the podium, I want to bring up my third point. And then I'll be happy to respond to any questions or issues anybody wants to bring up. Mike, I think our host spoke about the success of Ross and Matthews being the the most award-winning law firm in the Legal Shield system, et cetera, et cetera. And we are, and we're very proud of it. But I must say, we're not perfect. We do make mistakes, not often, but we make them. When we make them, we try to fix them. You can't fix everything, because one of the hardest things about practicing law, and I learned this about 46 years ago, about 4 years into my practice. And I was talking with one of my mentors when I was a young lawyer, and he said, "Lim, the hardest thing about practicing law is most of the time people are coming to you when they got a problem and they're already unhappy. And sometimes you've got to tell them no. They can't do what they want to do, or their problem can't be fixed. And that's the hardest thing in the world of law practice to do, is to make your client happy when you have to tell them no."